This chazor zeh kenesh shabak ches kushagam of Yehuda Masechta Avodah Zarah daf lamed dalet. As far as Rabbi Akiva went to Ginzak, he was asked three questions. Is there a concept of fasting for a few hours? Number two, are the barrels used by goyim to store wine mutar or aser? Number three, what clothing did Moshe wear during the shiurs me'amaluim when he acted as kohen gadol? Rabbi Akiva didn't know the answers. He asked him the Beis Medrash, and he was told as follows. Number one, there is such a concept of fasting for a few hours. And someone who taka only fasts for a few hours does say aneinu. Number two, these barrels they're used by goyim do become mutter for use after 12 months. Number three, Moshe wore a white linen garment made for this purpose. Rav Kahana said he wore a white linen garment that had no hems or seams. Mishnah says the grape season, grape peels of goyim, when they're moist, they're also when they're dry, they're mutter. In fact, what's considered moist, what's considered dry? So we hear the name of Shmuel said they're moist, meaning for 12 months after the grapes were pressed, and dry after that. Rabbi Chan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan said when they're also even bahano. When they're mutter, they're even mutter to eat. Razvit said the sediment of the wine of Armenium is mutter after 12 months. Rav Chaviva, the son of Rav Rava, said the bottles of goyim that had yayin nesach in them are mutter after 12 months. Rav Chaviva said the leather bags used by travelers to store their wine become mutter after 12 months. Rav Acha, the son of Ravika, said the pulpy residue of grapes of Armenians becomes mutter after 12 months. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said these black and red bottles of goyim become mutter after 12 months. The Mishnah then said, "V'hamurius." A brisa says the murius of a professional chef who is a guy is mutter because he wouldn't add wine to the mixture. Yehuda ben Gamliel, in the name of Chanina ben Gamliel, said that also the chilak, which is a small kosher fish that's easily mixed up with a similar non-kosher fish, of a professional fisherman, even though he's a guy, is mutter because he will make sure to remove the non-kosher fish from the mixture. Mar says that Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avo, taught a brisa that says that the murias of a professional chef who is a guy is mutter. He then added, that's only the first and second time that he uses a particular fish to get its oil, because they would process the fish multiple times for this purpose. After that, it's also because at that point, he does put in wine. The Gemara says, once happened that a ship carrying Murias came to the Akko port, and Rabbi Abba of Akko sent people to guard it so that the Goyim merchants don't mix wine into it. Rava asked him, how are we to know the wine wasn't mixed in before we reached Yisrael? Rabbi Abba said, this Murias comes from a place where wine is more expensive than Murias, so they wouldn't have mixed in wine over there. In Eretz Yisrael, Murias is more expensive than wine, so we have to make sure the guy doesn't mix in wine to increase the amount of the Murias mixture. Rabbi Yemi asked Rabbi Zeira, why were they not concerned that the ship passed by Tsur, let's say, which is where wine is also inexpensive, and there also we should be concerned that the wine was mixed in over there? So Rabbi Zeira said, the water over there is very rough, and the ship wouldn't venture into that part of the sea. Mishnah then said, "Ugvinas beisu naiki." Rish Lakish said, "The reason the cheese of beisu naiki is also because most of the calves of the town are shechted for avodah zarah, and the rennet of the animals used in this cheese making process would therefore be aser, would make the cheese aser." Frankly, why is Rish Lakish only concerned because most of the calves are shechted for avodah zarah? Even if it's only a minority of the calves that were shechted for avodah zarah, the cheese should be aser according to Rav Meir, because Rav Meir is even choishish lemiut. And for the Gemara, if there was only a minority of the calves that are shechted for avodah zarah, that would mean that most calves are not. And also, there are other animals besides calves that are used for the cheese making process, and those animals are also not. This means that it's only a miut to miut, and even Rav Meir is not choishish for a miut to miut. Why would the cheese become also just because the calf was shechted for avodah zarah? You, Reish Lakish, hold that if when one shechts an animal, he has in mind that he intends to throw its blood to avodah zarah or offer its fat to avodah zarah, it would not make the animal usher at this point. If so, why does the animal become usher? So Reish Lakish answered, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person said that the act of shechita is itself being done as a form of idol worship of avodah zarah, and in that case, the animal becomes usher right then at the time of the shechita. Mishnah and said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Shaul Rabbi Yishmael. Zmar says that Rabbi Achti Yoi, in the name of Rav, said, if a man is Mekadosh a woman using the waste of an animal that was sentenced to death by stoning for killing a person, so the animal is Aser Bahano, it's still a good Kedushin. But if he uses the waste of an animal that was offered to Avodah Zarah, it would not be a valid Kedushin. He explains the difference based on logic. He says, the owner wants his animal to look fatter when he's offering it to Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Iser is on the waste as well, because that helps the animal look fatter. But the owner of the animal that's being put to death doesn't care if the animal looks fatter, and therefore the Iser doesn't apply to the waste. It can also be explained based on Pesukim. The Pasuk regarding Avodah Zarah says, Lo yidbak biyodcha me'umma, anything, whereas the pasuk regarding the animal sentence to death says v'lo yeyochel es besori, which suggests that its meat is aser, but its waste would be mutter. Rava said we have learned both of these rulings in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the rennet of an oila is mutter even though the animal is aser b'hanoah, which would mean that its waste would be mutter, and likewise the waste of an animal sentence to death would also be mutter. The Mishnah also says that the rennet of an animal offered to avodah zarah is aser, which would mean that the waste of such an animal would be aser as well. Frech, the Gemara, Bishmol said in the Mishnah that if the reason the cheese is aser is because they use the rennet of animals of avodah zarah, the cheese should even be aser b'hanoah. Why did Rabbi Yeshua answer that it's not aser b'hanoah because it's not noticeable in the cheese? And for Gemara, since the rennet is what turns the milk into cheese, it's considered to be noticeable in the cheese even though the actual rennet is not noticeable.